to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Obama's worried about loose nukes in New York. Then, a student is suspended for shaving her head in solidarity for her friend battling cancer. And a Rhode Island state senator keeps it classy with the Kraken, Dan Bidondi. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Russia's actions are a problem. They don't pose the number one national security threat to the United States. I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
Well, that was Obama during a press conference in the Netherlands today, answering the question, does he believe Russia to be America's number one threat? Well, Obama said that he is more afraid of Manhattan getting hit with a nuke than any supposed threat posed by Russia. He didn't elaborate, mind you. So if the Obama administration doesn't think Russia is going to nuke the U.S., then who will? North Korea has nuclear weapons, but none capable of traveling the 9,000 miles. Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons, nor do they possess a missile that's capable of striking the U.S. Now, after the 9/11 attacks, the government and various commentators told us on multiple occasions that al-Qaeda has planted nukes around the U.S. and will kill millions, destroy the economy, and fundamentally alter the course of history. But with all that fear-mongering, that turned out not to be the case. An anonymous intelligence official told CNN in 2010 that developing a nuclear device involves a highly sophisticated technical process, and al-Qaeda doesn't seem to have mastered it based on what we know now. And a top U.S. officer said today that China will likely have submarines equipped with long-range nuclear missiles by the end of the year. Now, this was according to the head of U.S. Pacific Command, Admiral Samuel Locklear. He said the latest class of Chinese subs would be armed with a new ballistic missile with an estimated range of 4,000 nautical miles. Now, government officials have even been ramping up this nuke threat in recent weeks, saying the missing Malaysian Flight 370 could have been hijacked by terrorists who will then turn that plane into a nuke that will hit the U.S. So we've got all these conspiracy theories swirling around, but apparently Obama does not consider Russia a threat to the U.S., even though Russia has 45,000 nuclear weapons and a very sophisticated ballistic missile system. He doesn't want to give Putin any credit. But where are they getting this nukes on the loose scenario? We have told you on multiple occasions how false flags are always preceded by drills. Well, while at the Nuclear Security Summit, Obama helped plan a little interactive nukes on the loose war game that would be played by world leaders. David Cameron joined Barack Obama, Angela Merkel, Xi Jinping, and other world leaders in this nuclear war game. It was played out by actors in a series of short films where a terrorist attack with an atomic dirty bomb takes place in the financial heart of an unnamed but Western metropolis. It could be the City of London or Wall Street or anywhere, summit leaders were told. Now, as the scenario unfolded, it emerged that the terrorists are from an unidentified global terror network, and they have stolen nuclear material from an unidentified country that had poorly secured its radiological and nuclear stockpiles. The bomb is being built in a clandestine laboratory with stolen uranium. It is an improvised explosive device, but deadly, and the clock is ticking. Hundreds of thousands of people could be about to die. Now, world leaders each had a computer tablet with touchscreen options to make one of four responses. These were designed to test their reaction to a threat that would threaten the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. A diplomatic source said they had to give an answer on their own in real time, like a test. It put them on the spot. Should they inform the public or keep them in the dark? Should they work with other countries or stand alone? And how should they make the cold calculation of how to get a more sustainable human cost in terms of death? So just what is a sustainable cost, Barry? Now, the case of the nukes on the loose, this is a big deal. Remember last year we reported on the missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base, and then hours later, Senator Lindsey Graham was saying that there was potentially nukes could go off in North Carolina and really ramping up that fear there. Where are those missing nukes? Well, the answer is they've got them, and they're holding them, just like they've got that ace card. And it's the question is, will they play it? I mean, they've already proven that they don't care about the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people with 9/11 and countless wars. So what's it going to be to just pop off a nuke, kill hundreds of thousands of people, possibly wipe out Manhattan, if that means that they can now lock down the country and get New World Order in motion? So that's the question there. That's the key, is just how many people can die while still sustaining this machine. And apparently a leader in the Ukraine thinks, 8 million people could be nuked. She called for nuking the 8 million Russians who remained in the Ukraine, calling them outcasts. She said, just nuke them. Just nuke them like it's nothing. I mean, maybe she was making a crude joke, but these are the total mafioso crime warmongering elite that are running this world. And now they're basically playing a deadly game of who's going to set off the nukes first. So Obama is doing actually exactly what he was supposed to do when he was put in power, although poorly, according to Donald Rumsfeld, who says that a trained ape could do a better job at managing war, because that's what the Republicans want. They don't want a president who will actually stop war. They want a president who will be really good at managing it. So meanwhile, while they're ramping up all of this war, they're also wasting billions of taxpayer dollars on the TSA. Talk about a trained monkey being able to do a job better than them. Here, they've got the TSA controlling and policing Americans daily at airports. Now they're rolling them out at games and things like that. But we're finding out that the $1 billion they spent to train these TSA baboons to read body language as an indicator of terrorist activity, turns out there is no terrorism tell in an airport line. And surprise, the TSA's behavior detection officers were a waste of taxpayer funds. $1 billion worth of taxpayer funds, just like all of those X-ray machines that they had to just throw into some closet somewhere because they didn't work. Now, as the Government Accountability Office points out, fewer than 1% of the more than 30,000 passengers a year who are identified as suspicious end up being arrested, and that not one single offense has been linked to terrorism, because it's not about fighting terrorism. It is about controlling and policing Americans. But of course, this behavior analysis program just gives the TSA an excuse to roll out their contrived security theater and grope and grab anyone who they think looks shifty, because it takes one to know one. But now, how far will this go, this need to control everyone? It's going to our schools now. Our children are being trained to obey. And when is it going to finally be time to say enough? Well, perhaps this next story might be enough to enrage you. This is the one: a Colorado girl shaved her head to support a friend who went bald due to cancer treatment. Well, she was suspended from school for violating the dress code. Cameron Renfro decided to shave her head to support her friend Delaney Clements, who was undergoing chemotherapy for stage 4 cancer. But school officials barred her from returning to her public charter school until her hair grew back. Now, the school president, Norton Breeman, stated that shaved heads were not allowed by the dress code policy, which was created to promote safety, uniformity, and a non-distracting environment for the school's students. Now, Delaney Clements' mom said, however, the girl made a brave decision to shave her hair in order to show her friend that she wasn't alone, adding that it builds character. Absolutely, it builds character, but that's not what schools are for. They are about building conformity and total weaklings who will just obey the state. I mean, it's not like this girl shaved her head because she's a gangbanger. How far will the schools go? This isn't the first time that they've gone above and beyond idiocracy. They suspended a boy who pointed his finger like a gun. It's getting out of control. But this is where, how far is it going to have to go until we say enough? Basically, we're just being prompted and told to be happy and be content, and it's okay. And that's the secret to getting everything you want in life, is to just smile and everything will be okay. But that is a farce, because happy people do not start revolutions. And that is exactly what they know. They want us to just pretend like we're happy and everything's okay. But it's time to get outraged and it's time to stand up. And that's exactly what happened at this school. There was so much backlash for what this school did to this poor girl who was just being brave that the school was forced to allow her to return. Now, these are just tools that they use, tools of intimidation and fear, and they're hoping that you will just cower to them and you will just obey. And if you do challenge them, then you're going to be racist, perhaps. Their tools are intimidation and fear, and they use these tactics just hoping that you will cower and obey. And if you do challenge them, you are a racist, or they'll send their goons after you to send you to a federal prison for things that they do every day, crimes they do every day. Here we have Dinesh D'Souza, who's the acclaimed writer, filmmaker, and staunch Obama critic. He was notoriously indicted on violating campaign finance laws, which is total bull because, let's be honest, his only crime was that he got caught. Well, D'Souza has now taken advantage of Obama's incessant need to promote his agenda via Hollywood by turning Obama's Between Two Ferns appearance on its head to promote his new movie.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza, sitting in for Zach Galifianakis. Unfortunately, Zach's spider bites have taken a turn for the worse. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, Zach. Thoughts and prayers. We were supposed to have the leader of the free world, Vladimir Putin, but he was busy, so welcome for the second week in a row, Barack Obama.
Good to be with you.
Let's talk about something serious for a moment. Former senior IRS official Lois Lerner is being investigated for targeting conservative groups. What do you plan to do about it?
We'll probably pardon another turkey.
Wait, did you just call her a turkey?
We do that every Thanksgiving.
Well, if you're going to be handing out pardons,
why don't we move on?
Because I feel so bad about your crappy website, I'd like to offer you two tickets to the world premiere of my film, America. Can you make it?
Seriously? I'm the President of the United States. What do you think?
I'll put you down as Obama plus one.
Why don't you show it to us right now?
I don't have the whole film, but if you press that button, you can see the trailer.
I'm going to press this.
Well, coming up, lawmakers in New Jersey and Rhode Island are experiencing a lot of pushback from Second Amendment activists, including our own correspondent Dan Badondi. And let me tell you, they are not happy about it. You stay classy, State Senator Miller. Now stick around because we're going to release the Kraken right after this.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Well, there is a lot of outrage from citizens in New Jersey who are concerned about proposed gun ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. People there are concerned that they could potentially be turned into criminals overnight. This will be more than 1 million law-abiding, tax-paying citizens that this law could affect. Now, this story, a gun range owner testified before New Jersey lawmakers against this proposed ban on the magazines, Anthony P. Calandro. He's also the co-host for Gun for Hire Radio. He basically told these New Jersey officials that you can write these laws against us taxpaying, law-abiding citizens, but we're not going to follow them. And he called the lawmakers' attention to Connecticut and said, 1 million gun owners in New Jersey are also going to say, like our brothers and sisters in the North, that we will not comply. And I can tell you here and now, I will not comply. And that sentiment is being echoed by their neighbors in Rhode Island. People there are also concerned that a proposed gun ban is going to turn them into criminals as well. So, of course, they were having a hearing there. And this is what their state senator, their representative, had to say to his constituents, including our own correspondent, Dan Bedondi.
How do these gun laws take the guns from criminals?
In one mouth, and you think you have two mouths in one ear.
I got three mouths, actually.
You got it confused.
No answers, of course.
The majority is outside, though. Numbers.
Yeah, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. You people need to understand that. Yeah.
Go f*** yourself.
Comment, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. The majority's outside. Go f*** yourself.
Good comment, sir.
The majority's outside.
Go f*** yourself.
Comment, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go f*** yourself.
Good comment, sir.
Dan Bedondi, welcome. Once again, you have released the Kraken.
How you doing, Leanne?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. So what were you asking them that they responded to you in that way?
Well, basically just asking, how does gun control take guns out of the arms and hands of criminals? And that question they could not answer. And they give you, you know, softball questions, basically circular reasoning questions, answers, but never address the situation. How does gun control take the guns away from criminals? They can't answer that, so they snarl at you. And when I expressed about the Second Amendment shall not be infringed, I got told blatantly, go F myself.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the elected representatives there.
Oh, yeah, and these are people supposed to support the people. These are people supposed to be on a sworn oath on the Constitution to accept their office.
Exactly, to uphold the Constitution. I think he said after that little altercation that he believes in the First and Second Amendment. Well, part of the Second Amendment is it shall not be infringed, which you
exactly
reminded him of that. So,
and I heard that today during an interview that he said he's for the Second Amendment. But the thing is, if you're for the Second Amendment, why are you supporting these draconian gun bills? There's several of them here in Rhode Island, which we believe is going to get shot down again. We had a major victory here in Rhode Island last year about this time, and now we're going to do it again. But these bills are draconian. And if he supports the Second Amendment, he should be standing against us, regardless of what party he's in.
Exactly. And I heard someone mentioning there that the majority was on the outside with you. How many people were at that hearing?
Oh, that was my cameraman, Kevin LaPrade. He's the cameraman that went with me to Boston, during last year. Basically, because they were saying, what the speakers were saying, we're the majority, and they kept bragging about it, but it was about 30 to 40 of them versus over 500 patriots outside the steps of the State House. And that was only, people that couldn't make it there. There was, it could have been thousands of pro-Second Amendment supporters there. But, they had work. It was a work business day. And, again, it was 30 to 40 of them compared to over 500 of us.
Yeah, and this is obviously something that's really important to you. You are not afraid. You're definitely a true patriot. And then here, these guys have the audacity to, like, what did they think, that your little conspiracy website wasn't going to go viral?
Oh yeah, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up because, Josh Miller, he used that in his defense today to try to justify why he swore. He apologized for swearing, but he tried to demonize me to say, but Don belongs to conspiracy websites and news media is referring to Infowars.com and TruthRadioShow.com. And, basically trying to demonize me from all, on every other end, except for the point, what about the Second Amendment?
Exactly. It's basically what he's saying is that we can't depend on him to be able to control himself and act in a professional way. And clearly, we can't depend on him to uphold the Constitution as well, because he's there trying to make laws against it. And then insulting you, the citizen, and that's the exact attitude he'd have toward the rest of the constituents there in Rhode Island. So what was the hearing about there that day?
The hearing was to address several gun bills that are being presented by the same representative, Joseph Almeida. They're proposing several gun bills, and with these gun bills, they limit high-capacity magazines to certain firearms, and they even get to the detail of what kind of firearm it is, and it's most firearms that people own generally.
Right, exactly. They kind of make it very generalized, which... How many residents is that going to affect, basically turn into a criminal overnight?
Well over 100,000. I mean, Rhode Island's a very strong Second Amendment state. Mm-hmm. And the reason, because last year we shot down the gun bill last year, you know, when they were presenting it all over New England because of the Sandy Hook shooting. But, yeah, we well over 100,000 people here in Rhode Island, if not more. I mean, that's what I could think of. But, I mean, we have gun clubs everywhere, gun shooting ranges everywhere. So we have a predominantly Second Amendment supporting state.
And so you're making quite a name for yourself there. I guess you're getting kicked out of city council meetings and all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I can't take the real questions. When I brought up the fact that Adam Lanza passed six schools on his way to Sandy Hook, why did he choose that school? Because, one, it was a gun-free zone. And second of all, most of all, he was, like the other shooters, he was doped up on psychotropic drugs. Right then and there, the Madam Speaker jumps up and starts screaming at me to get out. And, you know, she's pro for the bills. So, of course, she didn't want that information getting out. So, you know, she tells me to get out.
Right. They're so afraid to address the root of the issues. It's much like the pharmaceuticals themselves. They don't address the root of the issue. It's just there to cover up the symptoms. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. But like you pointed out, it's not going to actually take the guns out of the hands of the criminals. It'll be out of the law-abiding citizens' hands.
Oh, absolutely. And what they do is, I was listening to the hearing, so, cause I was here for hours, waiting for my turn to testify. Everyone that was for these bills was exploiting the children at Sandy Hook to use it for their, unconstitutional Second Amendment hating agenda. And I got mad. And I said, how dare people in the video, how dare people exploit the children of Sandy Hook to push this agenda? You know, because it's sickening. Why should we have to give up our rights when a gun, if there was armed security at that school or one of the teachers had a gun, those kids would be alive and well today.
So what did you think that, what do you think Josh Miller was thinking when he thought that he'd be offending you and answering you in such a way? It just, I guess he really did not understand the reach that Dan Badandi has now that video's gone viral.
Well, they don't understand because, again, you get the mainstream media who loves, they hit the politicians with these prefabricated questions. In other words, the politicians know most of the time what they're going to be asked, and they have the perfect answers. But when a real reporter comes up to them with a real question, and this is not the question for me, but this is a question from all gun owners. They all ask the same thing. So it's like, all right, I'm going to use that question to ask these guys that. And they can't answer it. And they'll come up again with circular reasoning, but never addressing how gun control takes guns out of the hands of criminals. And they bring up the rate, 30-plus thousand people die a year from guns, but they don't express how most of them, over 95% of them, are due from criminals, not honest citizens, but criminals shooting people or cops shooting criminals, and there's a small percentage of gun accidents. But they bring up 30,000 people a year, and they exploit that to, you know, try to fit their agenda.
Right, exactly, or cops shooting innocent people and their dogs. And you're right. You're absolutely right. They are afraid of people asking them the tough questions, which is exactly what citizens and reporters, journalists, everyone needs to be doing, is asking the tough questions and finding out just why are they passing these draconian gun laws. What did you think about Miller's response, who he said that you were intimidating and aggressive, and that you were intimidating elderly veterans, members of the clergy, and victims of violence?
Well, I basically asked them the same questions, and they didn't want to answer them. So I'm saying, hey, answer this, because you're up there speaking on how we should take guns away, how guns are bad. And one of the reverends, I got a video on my same YouTube channel, one of the reverends, now he was up there saying that killing's a sin and it's against the Ten Commandments and so. But then again, he's pro-abortion, which is a total contradiction. But again, you had all these speakers up there who were for the gun, you know, for the gun bills, but they contradict themselves in the long run. So when you ask them these real questions, they don't know how to answer you, because again, you're not mainstream media and you didn't give them the questions ahead of time so they could prepare for it.
Right, exactly. And that's a very interesting point. What do you want to say to Miller? And who was the guy that was there standing with he, the guy that was there next to him that chimed in afterward? He reminds me of, like, if you're ever trolled on the internet by those paid yeah. government shills, he is a paid government troll. He just chimed in.
I don't know his name. We're trying to find out who he is. I know he's some kind of a journalist, a photographer, something. But every time I go to the State House, because I'm there a lot, I see him there. And the guy to the right of him, this guy, if you can see him in the video, to the right of Von Wright, you know, Miller's left, this guy kept pulling people away. Now I'm going there pleasantly. How you doing? I shake their hands. I'm asking a question. Now this guy comes over, and I don't know who the guy is, but he's pulling people away from, you know, tell them don't answer his questions. And we're trying to find who these people are. I mean, we had a lot of trolls there. We know a lot of politicians are behind us, and they know who I am, especially in the State House, because I'm there all the time. So they, again, they don't like the hardball questions.
Well, exactly. Do you think you're going to be getting any more Secret Service visits?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, like, these people are crazy, and like Alex was saying on the show today, they're going to pull out all the stops. And, you know, he was talking about the nukes going on and off in New York and all that. But the thing is, they don't like people like us. They don't like people like me, Alex Jones, you, Rob Dew, and everybody else there, because we ask the real questions. We give the real news. We're not Republican Democrats. We tell it how it is, and that's what they fear. And like I tell everybody, the video camera is the best weapon against tyranny, not a gun, which is good to have a gun, but in this type of journalism, a video camera is the best weapon against these tyrants, because the video cameras don't lie.
Exactly, and that's why they're trying to create all these laws now and say, well, you're not a journalist, so you're not protected, and you can go to prison, or even arresting citizens for filming police, because they know it is the ultimate defense against tyranny.
Oh,
absolutely.
If you're not a A&P journalist, okay, you're not a reporter, according to these people here. And the thing is, A&P, yeah, they give us some good news and all that, but I mean, we know there's some good reporters that work for them. But again, they get censored through their editors and everything else. But, you know, people in the alternative media, we're far more better reporters. I mean, I'm not gloating about myself, but we're far better, more reporters, because we tell the truth. We ask hardball questions. We tell it like it is, and people don't like that. You know, well, the politicians don't anyway. But if you see the support we have, if you go to Josh Miller's Facebook and his websites and everything else, you see more people are basically telling him to resign, that he's a criminal against the Constitution. We're getting overwhelming support, not just here in Rhode Island, but all over the country.
Yeah, and that's what I love, is that I mean, the look on his face when he answered you, I don't think he had any idea what he was getting himself into. No. We have patriots that love America and that hate tyranny and that will stand up against that. He had no idea. Anything else you want to say to Josh Miller or anyone out there?
Oh, Josh Miller, Gordon Fox, which he's now in the investigation by the FBI. He's another senator. And all you people around, not just around, but all over the country, every politician out there. There's a thing called the Constitution of the United States, the Second Amendment. And we as Americans, we do not bow to tyranny. You know, back in 1776, we fought against the British. Right here in Rhode Island, we were the first state to declare our independence against the British because they wanted to impose gun laws. And we'll do it again against this tyrannical government if we have to do that. But the thing is, we're promoting a peaceful revolution. Again, the video camera is the most powerful weapon. We're not encouraging people to go out and shoot anybody. We are telling people to get out there with the video cameras, confront these politicians, make them be held accountable for all their actions.
Exactly. Shoot them with your video.
Well, absolutely.
Dan, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Once again, making waves in the mainstream media. We really appreciate everything you're doing for us here at InfoWars and for America, for freedom.
And thank you, Leanne. And everybody, please support the InfoWars. I'll go to InfoWarsShop.com. We got the water filters. We got all the cool T-shirts and everything. And, again, support the InfoWars because your support, folks, helps fund the operation to bring more real journalism to the public.
Can I get a Dan Badandi point? I love it. Well, we'll see you soon. I'm
Take
sure
care,
we'll
Leanne.
Be hearing more. Thank you.
Yep, God bless.
Dan Badandi, he is going to lead the revolution. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We'll see you here again at 7 p.m. Central.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
The video of a homeless man shot to death after illegally camping in Albuquerque looks to many people like cold-blooded murder by the police. But the Albuquerque police chief has pronounced the shooting as justified. Members of the local press complained the police chief cut the press conference off abruptly before they were able to ask questions about the use of lethal force. Like many police departments across the country, APD's excessive use of force is escalating because the police aren't brought to justice when they cross the line. Look at how differently the police who are involved in shootings are treated compared to a New Mexico sheriff who pushed back against TSA harassment and was threatened while traveling to a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association meeting. Shane Harger was fired and his entire small-town police force was disbanded. The mainstream media joined with the TSA and a sheriff's department to imply that there was something fishy about him having two IDs. But the reason he had two IDs goes back to a murder trial involving an Albuquerque police officer. Levi Chavez was a cop who said his wife committed suicide using his service revolver. Shane Harger was a deputy and first on the scene. There were several things that led him to believe that it was not a suicide, but a possible homicide. And then Chavez's police friend showed up out of their jurisdiction and started destroying evidence.
According to the deposition, Deputy Shane Harger said he was appalled when he was told by an APD lieutenant he was going to cut up and remove bloody sheets. Harger said in the deposition, quote, "I was appalled that a lieutenant of a renowned agency as Albuquerque Police Department would even consider entering a homicide scene out of his jurisdiction, let alone remove evidence."
So lieutenant, who should know better, and who's out of his jurisdiction, calls and gets permission to destroy evidence? And it just so happens that the suspect is a friend and fellow cop. The suspect's uncle, Robert Chavez, was a sheriff. Shane Harger was offered a job and accepted, not knowing that they were related. The murder suspect's father, Levi Chavez Sr., also worked for Robert Chavez and allegedly approached Shane Harger to give favorable testimony about his son. When you look at what came to light during the investigation, the destroyed evidence, the alleged car theft ring being run by the Chavez law enforcement family, and the multiple suicides of people involved with the Chavez family cops that were killed with police service revolvers belonging to the Chavez family members, it appears that Shane Harger had very good reason to fear for his life. And that's something that's apparently a big problem in New Mexico. Just look at these recent headlines from just the last 3 months. A cop shooting up a minivan full of kids. A man doesn't come to a complete stop, and the cops force him to undergo enemas, x-rays, and 8 anal probes. A woman has her genitals sprayed with mace by a cop. You would think that New Mexico would be applauding that someone in law enforcement was concerned about the police staying within the bounds of the law and the Constitution. The media and law enforcement routinely excuse the behavior of cops who abuse citizens, even kill them, if they merely feel threatened. But if a cop like Chief Harger gets death threats because he's testifying against another cop, he's somehow bad if he legally gets another name to protect himself? Officers are rarely brought to trial, even more rarely convicted, although the city is paying a fortune in lawsuits for excessive use of force, $24 million since 2010 and counting. The Albuquerque Police Force has shot 36 people, 23 of them fatally since 2010. They've had officers shoot more people than the New York Police Department, even though New York is 16 times larger. In fact, the Albuquerque police are four times more likely to shoot than the national average. An ongoing Department of Justice probe seeks to, quote, determine whether APD engages in a pattern or practice of use of excessive force in violation of the Constitution and federal law. If the Department of Justice is serious about finding out why APD is so quick to shoot the public, it should start with the militarization and the no-hesitation mindset being pushed by Homeland Security and the federal government. New Mexico's new Shoot First training program is so bad that at least one instructor refused to even teach it. So he was fired. And the public has been shut out of policy decisions, even as taxpayers are forced to pay for lawsuits against the police. Jack Jones, director of New Mexico's Law Enforcement Academy, justified the Shoot First training by saying, "Evil has come to the state of New Mexico." I would rephrase that. The state of New Mexico has come to evil.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLive.com.
So this may be the most important health secret we're talking about today, and break down toxic overload and the solution for that.
Well, health secret number five kind of is an overview of all the other ones. I mean, we talked about clean air and the toxic air. We talked about clean food and the toxic food. We talked about clean water, the toxic food. And we talked about how bad stress affects your body and gave you solutions for all that. But health secret number five is really doing something about it. It's about changing your life, and it's about becoming more clean. It's about detoxifying your life. So health secret five is becoming or creating a clean body and a clean environment. And in order to do that, I mean, we might take 30 or 40 years to get contaminated. I mean, I ask people sometimes, how many times have you cleansed the inside of your body? You know, people take a shower every single day and they clean the outside of their body. But one of the things they don't do is deep clean the inside of their body. So I always recommend starting off with intestinal cleansing, using a good oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, then moving on to liver and gallbladder cleansing, then moving on to parasite cleansing, and then moving on to chemical and heavy metal cleansing. You know, I used to be prescribed to people all kinds of health supplements, but then I realized that even with all the health supplements out there, you still have a toxic intestinal tract. You still have compaction in there. You still have a toxic liver. Most people drink alcohol. Their liver is fatty. You know, just from the toxins itself in the liver causes problems. So really, through years and years of research and testing and working with people, we realize that the true secret to health is just avoiding the toxins that are coming into your body and keeping your body clean on a regular basis. Now, after you clean the inside of your body, you also need to prevent those chemicals and those toxins from coming into your system. And that means, you know, everything in your house you should look at. I mean, from the deodorant, from the cookware, to the toothpaste, to all the cleaning supplies in your home, to your shampoos and conditioners, to the rugs, the paints. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on, but at least you know that all negative health conditions and all disease are caused by one thing, and that is chemical toxins that are coming into your system, overloading your system, that you're not able to get rid of in a timely manner because you're not cleaning the inside of your system, and you're not opening up your elimination routes either through exercise, through sweating, through defecation, through urination, and women have menses. So it is one of the most important health secrets because, I mean, we keep everything else clean in our lives. We keep our car clean. We keep our clothes clean. You know, people aren't walking around and wearing the same clothes over and over and over and over again. They start to smell. They start to become diseased. People clean their kitchen after they eat. They clean the outside of their body by taking a shower every day. But the one thing that they're not doing is cleaning the inside of their body. So that is one of the key points of keeping your body healthy, keeping your body clean, preventing symptoms, preventing disease, and it's the health secret number five.
And what are some simple ways to clean out your body on a daily basis?
One of the, just avoid eating GMO foods, you know, switch to an organic diet, start eating organic clean foods, drink clean water instead of all the other toxic beverages out there.
Utilize the other health secrets to ultimately manifest this final secret, which is to clean out your body on a daily basis and be conscious of that.
Exactly, exactly. But you're going to need to take some supplements. You're going to need to, you know, purge your body of these things. It's one thing to avoid all the chemicals and toxins and to make those adjustments, which we talked about in the other health secrets. But then you also need to take two steps backwards, and you need to take the effort to cleanse the inside of your body. For intestinal cleansing, I only recommend oxygen-based cleansers. For liver and gallbladder cleansing, there's a lot of different programs out there. I recommend Livitrex. For chemical and heavy metal cleansing, you know, find good ways to clean the chemicals and heavy metals out of your system. Zeolites work, Corella, blue-green algae, cilantro. There's plenty of information out there that people can choose from.
And even just putting a slice of lemon, here's a key tip as well. You put a slice of lemon in your warm water, first thing you do in the morning, before even you brush your teeth or anything. A slice of lemon, you put it into the water, you actually squish it, all the juice that goes into the water, or two pieces of lemon really, and you drink that, and that will help detoxify your liver first thing in the morning. It'll help you be more alert throughout the day. Your cognitive function will be enhanced, and it's virtually free.
Yeah,
it's extremely simple.
Right.
Or lime also works too.
What I like to do is add organic apple cider vinegar to that.
Yeah.
So you put a teaspoon of organic apple cider vinegar, squeeze a lemon or a lime in there, and it is a great metabolism booster. It just gives you lots of energy. It gets you going in the morning. And it's great for your body because it supports your elimination cycle. I mean, in the morning, your body is designed to eliminate everything from the night before. What you need is you need enzymes, vitamins, minerals, the same thing found in fruits, actually, that will support your elimination cycle. And organic apple cider vinegar with warm water and lemon is perfect for everybody to take in the morning.
And opposite of that, you don't want to drink cold water because it destroys our digestion. And like you said, you can't eliminate things anymore when your digestion is completely obliterated. And that's why people feel like crap all day. They wake up in the morning, have a cold glass of water or milk, which is even worse, and then they can't digest anything, and they feel tired by 1 to 2 p.m., and they want to go to sleep. But overall, this has been a key session. I think these health secrets are integral to any actual routine organized to enhance health. I use them every single day. You've helped me in the past exceptionally well. I'm glad to speak with you over and over again on these key topics. And I think for the first time, this really is a solution-based, just a concentrated solution video broadcast. And I'm proud to say that we did it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I am too. Just know that everybody, you can change your health and you can become healthier just one step at a time. Take these health tips to heart. And, you know, you can make change. It's just a decision away. So change and be healthy.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.